But what had made me say yes was the tile in the main kitchen. It had reminded me of my mother. She'd loved to bake, and I'd sit on the counter next to her, passing her utensils and tasting as she came up with peanut butter cookies and carrot cake. Her bread was my favorite. Even now, going by a bakery would conjure up my mother's smile in my memory. 5. And 2 kitchens. Why would anyone want 2 kitchens? "One is for staff," Angie replied. "Come on, keep up. You'll need people to help you with this place." I snorted. "Don't be ridiculous." I wasn't about to pay someone to cook for me when I could make the best PB&J sandwiches in the state of New York. "You can't just eat peanut butter and jelly sandwiches now that you live here." I grinned, amused at how Angie could read my mind. "What, like there's a rule? I like them." "You can't still like them. You ate nothing but for 2 years. After I'd started working, I'd saved every penny I made. I'd begun with buying and selling everything from knockoff sneakers to small pieces of electrical equipment in the hours I wasn't at the store. I'd since moved on to real estate. From my perspective, just because I could buy whatever I wanted didn't mean I would. As far as I was concerned, there was no point in putting money into something that didn't make money. So, no staff, and no more rent checks. But all the PB&J